Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I hope that everyone is doing well tonight. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. And just always remember that you are special to God. The topic tonight is, what should you do when your plan seems hindered? What should you do when your plan seems hindered? Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hinders us. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, 18 verses. Have you ever pursued something that you believed was God's will, yet obstacles seemed to keep you from doing what you thought you were supposed to do? If you have, don't feel alone. Many of us out there have felt this way because many people have been in that same situation, and I'm so sure you and I both has also. Even the Apostle Paul felt this way from time to time. But what should you do in times like this? Today, I want you to particularly notice the word hinder. In the verse, it comes from the Greek word, I'm going to try to pronounce it, akutu, an old word that was originally used to describe a road so deteriorated and broken up that it was impassable. Have you ever driven down a road on your way to your destiny, only to discover that the road that you are driving on is too full of holes, potholes, to continue your journey? As a result, you have to turn around, go back, and find another route to get where you are going. Sounds like that in the country, in South Carolina. Well, that is exactly the image the word ikutu portrays to us. Paul uses the word to describe hindering forces that keeps him from going to see the Thessalonians. There was no doubt that this means Paul was on his way to see them, not once, not twice, not so but twice. But the journey became so filled with danger and unexpected bumps that Paul had to turn around, go back, and rethink his strategy on how he was going to get to the church at the Thessalonians. Can you think of a time when you encountered something like that during your journey? Just think about it when you get on the expressway and there is two or three accidents on the way. You said, I'm going to be late. I'm not going to be able to get there. Or you have a flat tire. Or you run out of the gas. So many things stopping you from getting on your journey. But the word hinder means means that even more than this, it was also used to Greek times in an athletic sense. It was used to portray the moment when a runner comes along another runner and liberally elbow him out of the race. You've seen that on TV. Although the second runner was running a good race, he was shoved out of the way by the aggression of the fellow runner. As a result of this action, the runner who was elbowed loses the leading edge he previously held. This means that Paul understood Satan's tactics, and Satan has many. The enemy had tried to make use of dangerous and unexpected bumps in the road along the way to throw Paul off the track and to elbow him out of his spiritual race. In fact, Paul was convinced that Satan had specifically engineered these unforeseen and unanticipated hassles to keep him from getting to the Thessalonian church. When these two ideas are combined together, the primary idea of the word hinder becomes that of an impasse so severe that it is prohibited you from going where you were going. And Satan is always doing that. He will always find a bump in the road, any way that he can hinder you from continuing the spiritual race. Paul says exactly this in the verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2:18. But he says it in a plainer word dealing with Satan. Satan created an impasse that keeps me from coming to see you. This is what Paul was saying now. Satan put obstruction in my path to prevent me from getting to you. Satan cuts me on and prohibits me from visiting you as I wanted to. Satan tries to elbow his way in on me to keep me from coming to see you. Well, many times Satan tries so many different things for us to keep having faith in God. He puts all kind of thoughts in our head. He let different things happen. He tries to let different things happen to us to make us lose faith in him and God. So this is what Paul is saying, what Satan keeps doing. And he will continue because he does not want you to have a peace and believe in God and trust in him. But we have to put our armor on so we can be able to persevere. When something happens like this to prevent us from doing God's will, remember that you are not the first to encounter such difficulties. Others have been in the same predicament. And in times, however, the devil attacks cease and a way for them to move ahead because became clear. In the same way, you can be sure that God is going to empower you and give you the wisdom you need to get where you are going. Don't despair. The story isn't over yet. Don't throw in the towel and give in just because you hit some kind of impasse. The devil has never had the last word on anything, and he isn't going to have the last word on this situation either. Regardless of what the devil has tried to do, it's time for you to remember that what God promised shall come to pass as you hold fast on your faith in him. This is your year to receive God's promises and your abundant living. So you need to hold on faith and believe that God is going to give you those promises he needs, that he promises you. So don't let Satan hinder you from doing anything that God has for you to do. He will make your road straight. Let me read some things from my inspirational refreshment on assurance. And this is from Psalms 73:26. And this is from the NIV version. When my skin fests and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. It is the nature of a woman who needs assurance, confirmation that she is pretty enough, smart enough, pleasing enough. God wants you to know that you are more than enough. He is pleased with you. He wants you to be assured that he will always be there for you. You need not fear. That he will never grow tired of you, lose interest, or abandon you. You are precious to him, no matter your age, your condition, your circumstances. You matter to him. So tell the devil he has nothing on you. Can't touch you. Also, I'm going to be reading something from 2 Corinthians, verse 21 through the 22nd. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what he destined to complete. The last thing you bought, just think about this. The last time you bought a car or a house and you had to apply for a loan, were you pre-approved? Good feeling, don't you? Don't you feel good when you are pre-approved for something that you want to purchase? In a real sense, you have been pre-approved for God's kingdom. He's given you his word and stamped you with his eternal pledge. You belong to him. He's fully committed to helping you become all you were created to be. You can turn your back on him. It's true. But he'll never turn his back on you. You can turn your back on him, but he will never turn his back on you. He will always be there when Satan is ready to cross your path, put obstacles in your way, and on the journey that you are. Just remember that God is able. Does anyone have a testimony out there tonight? that you would like to share with us dealing with anything that has hindered you in the last few weeks that you want to share with us tonight? You have the opportunity to come on the air. But anyway, let me continue. There's so many different ways that we can be hindered in our path. When we get weak and we don't reach out to God's word, we don't get the his sword, his resources, is going to his word and reading it, getting the strength that we need to help us from being hindered by Satan. Also, always try to get someone, a prayer partner, where you can always call on and talk to encourage you to get on your way where when Satan tries to hinder you in any way. Just continue to be encouraged and just knowing that God will always be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. And I would like to say this prayer as well. Lord, I run into an impasse, and I don't know how to get past it by myself. I have done everything I know to do, but the problem continues to persist in my life. Today I'm asking you for the strength I need to keep pushing forward and to overcome the obstacle that Satan has set in my path. I know that greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. So many today, I ask the power of God presiding within me to release anything to overcome each attack that the devil has tried to bring against me. Continue to pray in that way, asking God to overcome all the obstacles that Satan continues to put in our path. And he continues to do that. And sometimes it gets us very discouraged, but we're going to have to be strong and just believe that God will get us through this. I guess no one wants to come and do any testimony tonight or talk with me tonight. So I'm going to continue with the message. But if you have anything that you would like to share with us tonight and things that Satan has tried to hinder you, let me ask a couple of questions and maybe can you think of times in your life when you have experienced these situations? What action did you take that caused these devilish assaults and roadblocks to disappear? Have you asked the Holy Spirit to show you the real roots, cause of any current problems you are facing, as well as steps you can take to close the door to the devil and reverse your situation? Well, let me tell you some of the things and ways that whenever I'm having any at work. Today was not my best day as far as dealing with certain situations at work today. There was a lot of things trying to hinder me from accomplishing my goal. I was getting ready to prepare a report for a board meeting this evening. And normally I get phone calls throughout the day from different people asking for questions regarding regulation, rules and regulation. And today when I was doing that report, it seemed like I received one phone call after another. It was just unusual. I couldn't seem to get my report done. I had two more sentences to complete on that report, and I could not think of how to word it. And I kept getting these phone calls, and after a while I said I was not going to answer any more phone calls. And what I had to do, because I was getting frustrated and very agitated, and what I needed to do at the time, I just stopped and be still. And I started praying, saying some of my special verses, also the prayer of Jabez. I prayed that prayer, and also just said that I could do all things through Christ which strengthens me, that I could finish this report that I was trying to accomplish. And I really had to pretty much be still for a moment. That helped a whole lot. But it just seemed like everything that could have happened this morning, just and also trying to get the information to put in the report. Every time I went to someone that I needed something from to add to my report, they were giving me the wrong information, and I would have to go back to them again and say, this is not right. So sometimes you have to be still for a moment and let go and let God and just bring God in the midst of the situation. And I also ask for divine order. And I must say, by the end of the day, I did have divine order. Things were back at peace, and I was able to finish that report on time. So just know that whenever you're dealing with a situation, you can always go to God. Just like he indicated in my spiritual refreshment, that he is able, he gives us the assurance that he is always there. And he will always be there, just like he indicated in Psalm 73:26. No matter your age, your condition, your circumstances, he's there with you. Whatever it is, you can be assured that he will be there for you. Before we end our show tonight, we had a wonderful meeting this past Saturday morning. We had someone to come in and teach us how to save money on coupons. And we had about 15 members. And we had I had a friend of mine who we called the Coupon Diva. Her name was Vanessa. And she taught us and also gave us gifts on some of the free things that she gets from the supermarket. So it was fun. Learning how to save money with coupons, as well as receiving the gift that she gave us. So it was a lot of fun. And we are planning next is our Valentine event. Our Valentine event will be February 13. That's a Sunday at 2 o'clock. This is after church. We are still trying to decide where we're going to have it. A Valentine event, but we'll get back to you soon. But we will have our Valentine event on February 13th. That's on a Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. And that will be something special, too. Each Valentine Day, we do a lot of special things for our widow and friends. So we'll get back to you on more details on that event. And what else? And we also are planning a trip to Myrtle Beach in June. We're thinking about having it going on this trip in June, the second weekend in June. We're getting the final details. We want to stay on a resort on the beach. So far things are being put in order for us. And I'll get to you soon with the price and so forth. So we're trying to plan different things throughout the year. And we also will have speakers on from time to time. Next week, I'm going to try to have some tips dealing with investment, saving certificates, other investment as well, and some other tips in banking, things that have changed that you need to know. So I'm going to try to get that together for next week. And we will also have a speaker to help me present those things to you. And we will continue to have give you information and tips on different things that are happening that we feel that you need, that we can share with you that you can use, and other type of topics, and we will have other speakers on, someone to encourage you, and different topics. And also, if you have any suggestion of anyone that you would like to bring on the air for about 15 to 20 minutes, please get in touch with me so we can do that. And my telephone number is 770-981-9118. Or you can also reach me at MaryMHollis@AOL.com. If you have any suggestions and ways to if you have someone to come on the air. But before we end our show tonight, I would like to also say dealing with the topic that we just discussed. I know I am not the first to encounter difficulties. Therefore, with God, help, devil attacks will cease, and the way for me to move ahead will become clear. God is going to give me the exact wisdom I need to get where I need to go. There will be no obstacle in my way. I'm going to give, and just because I hit, just 1 second. The devil has never had the last word on anything, and he isn't going to have the last word on any of our situations this week. So just know, whatever difficulty that you may encounter this week, just tell the devil. He has nothing to do. He has no business to step in your business, because God is in control of your journey, and he will be there to help you through it. So just know that he has nothing. He has no power. Well, one thing I wanted to tell you real quick, I forgot about it. I heard before we leave, this is unbelievable. I heard this on this morning on the radio show. Kirk Franklin has a new CD coming out in March 1st. And during his interview, I want to leave this with you. During his interview, he said, when you hit rock bottom, when you think that you have hit rock bottom, just know that God is the rock at the bottom. Just think about that. Whenever you think that you hit rock bottom, God is the rock at the bottom. I leave that with you tonight. And be blessed. And I hope that you have a safe week. And tune in next week at 11 to 11:30. Same time, same number. And be blessed.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. But
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
You
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall.
Would not fail.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,